AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 8 candidates are scheduled to be in Milwaukee tonight for the first Republican presidential debate. But the AP's Sagar Bhagani reports there may be one less candidate there.
It's not Donald Trump. He'd already said he won't be there. Instead, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum may have to sit out the debate after hurting himself playing basketball yesterday. A spokesman says it's unclear if the 67-year-old Burgum would be able to stand at the two-hour debate. Missing it would be a major blow. Burgum's the least known of the 8 candidates expected at the debate, which would be the best chance for him to introduce himself to voters. Sagar Bhagani, Washington.
Donald Trump is expected to be in Georgia tomorrow to surrender in the investigation there of the 2020 presidential election. Trump's former attorney and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is in Georgia to surrender. Before leaving New York, Giuliani said,
"Where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, there was fire. It was their fire. They're dishonest. They're crooked. They want to destroy the Constitution of the United States, and they're doing it. And if we don't change it, they're coming for you."
India landed a spacecraft near the moon's south pole, becoming the 4th country to land on the moon. South Carolina's new all-male Supreme Court reversed course on abortion, upholding a ban on most such procedures after just weeks of pregnancy. School children who were rescued from a broken cable car dangling high above a valley in Pakistan say they repeatedly feared they were about to die during the 16-hour ordeal, despite attempts by their parents to reassure them over cell phones. 6 children and 2 adults were pulled from the cable car in a daring rescue. 4 months after he was shot in the head after ringing the doorbell at the wrong house to pick up his brother, Ralph Yarl has begun his senior year in high school in Missouri. Next week, the man accused of shooting him will be in court. This is AP News. China, Russia, and other emerging economies are getting down to business at the BRICS Economic Summit in South Africa.
Starting day 2 of the summit, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa are joined by Brazilian President Lula da Silva, Chinese President Xi Jinping, and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and pose for a group photo. Leaders are turning to the main agenda points today after a speech on Tuesday by Russian President Vladimir Putin gave the gathering an anti-Western tinge. The BRICS group are debating whether to expand their bloc and allow in new members. More than 20 countries have formally applied to join the group, with Saudi Arabia possibly the most significant. While Xi Jinping and the other leaders are attending the summit in person, Vladimir Putin is participating virtually. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.